Let's go, Brandon. NASCAR driver mocks obvious fuck Joe Biden cover-up. By Dylan Gwynn on October 4, 2021. Everyone is having a good time laughing at an NBC reporter's attempt to cover for Joe Biden by saying NASCAR fans were chanting "Let's go, Brandon" when they were, in fact, yelling "fuck Joe Biden." And that includes Brandon himself. NASCAR driver Brandon Brown tweeted "Let's go, Brandon" on Monday morning. Though he hastened to add that the tweet wasn't political, he was just feeling himself. After Brown's victory in the NASCAR Xfinity Series Sparks 300 at Talladega Superspeedway on Saturday, NBC NASCAR reporter Kelly Stavast attempted to obscure the blatantly obvious "fuck Joe Biden" chant that took place during her post-race interview with Brown by saying the crowd was chanting "Let's go, Brandon." Instead of being blasted by her fellow journalists for blatantly lying on live television about something so obvious to anyone with ears and comprehension of the English language, Stavast's lie was greeted with praise by other news outlets appreciative of her attempt to obscure the truth in favor of Biden. As Breitbart's Warner Todd Houston reports, Newsweek, for instance, was happy that Stavast attempted damage control for Biden. The magazine called Stavast a quick-thinking reporter for her assist to Biden and added that she did a good job as she responded to an awkward situation. The Independent also spoke lovingly about Stavast's efforts to whitewash the chant. In this paper's opinion, Stavast makes a smooth save by mischaracterizing the crowd's chant. In its lead paragraph, the paper insisted that Stavast made a smooth save on Saturday when a profane chant broke out at Talladega. The Hollywood reporters at Deadline left no doubt how they felt about the incident by excitedly headlining their piece. NBC reporter Kelly Stavast salvages embarrassing NASCAR interview with verbal dexterity. In its slanted report, Deadline exclaimed that Stavast is a very quick thinker and that she bravely soldiered on despite the obvious disruption when the crowd started chanting. Deadline closed its report saying that the gods were angry at the Alabama crowd's outbursts and inclement weather postponed the NASCAR Cup Series on Sunday. Neither Stavast nor NBC has addressed her blatant cover-up.